It's January 4th, 2024, and you're listening to Reality Daily, your daily source of reality TV schedules, news, and commentary. Today is an interesting day. We got four premieres and two specials, so let's hop right into it. The top story has to be The Golden Bachelor Wedding. Now, for those of you who are not familiar, there was a show that aired in the fall called The Golden Bachelor, where it saw a 72-year-old man named Gary go through the bachelor process with women ranging in ages from 60 to 75. He found his one, and that is Teresa, 70 years old, and they are going to get married tonight live on TV. It's very interesting because one of the other contestants, Susan, will be officiating the wedding. Lisa is also going to be there, so maybe some awkwardness there. I am personally, listen, I want them to be happy and everything, but I want drama, so I would love for somebody to interrupt the wedding. Also, the other special on tonight is Casey Anthony. Her parents are going to have a polygraph test on the father to see if he hid Kaylee's whereabouts or had any sexual relationships with Casey. This comes after Casey Anthony's allegations in one of her docuseries, I think that came out a couple years ago, that will be over on A&E. For the four premieres, it's interesting because there are four premieres, but it's two different franchises. The first one is Swamp People, back on the History Channel in its 15th season. It's alligator season again. The temperatures are high and the water levels are at an all-time low. Also airing right after that is Swamp Mysteries. This cracked me up. A rancher's going to call Troy. He's got a huge problem. Feral hogs are tearing up his property, and he thinks his ranch might be cursed. The title of the episode is going to be Voodoo Hogs, so that's what you're getting into. The other series that's coming on tonight is Dragon Den. It's interesting. Dragon Den, for those of you who don't know, is basically Shark Tank. The UK version and the Canadian version are both going to have premiere episodes. For the UK, it's returning for its 21st season with returning dragons, including Peter Jones, who you might have seen as a guest shark on Shark Tank US this past season. Deborah Meaden, who was just on Taskmaster, a great special, by the way. Definitely recommend that. Two guests will be on this season. Emma Greedy, you may have seen her on Shark Tank. Also, the other guest dragon is going to be Gary Neville, former Man U player. He's a soccer pundit now, and he's a co-owner of Salford City over in League 2. And then over in Canada, Robert Hershevek from Shark Tank is continuing his return back to the den on Peacock. The Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip has its final episode. The ladies are going to do some water therapy, talk to an astrologer, I hate that, and have a disco party. Southern Charm will also have its finale over on Bravo. Whitney's going to throw a party for his new man cave. I'm sure that'll go well. Shep works on his feelings with Taylor. Austin and Olivia, they go talk about their tension. And then JT and Austin, they're going to go head-to-head. Also, Southern Hospitality is on. Will's going to defend himself from cheating allegations while Maya digs for answers. Bradley asks Lucia out why Emmy wonders if she'd be a better leader than Matt. Traitors, episode 2 over in the UK is going to air, as I mentioned before. If you have iBox player in the UK, you can already watch it. If you're trying to bootleg some links online, I would imagine you'll also be able to find episode 2 and 3. Hell's Kitchen, if you want to win the black jackets, you got to face three challenges tonight. This old house, the crew continues to work on this 1960s Lexington, Massachusetts house. This episode, they're going to focus on the kitchen cabinets, sidings, and back patio over on PBS. What is not airing tonight is Married to Real Estate. They took the week off, which is crazy because they just started the show. But no episode this week. They will be back next week. For the documentary side, over on Hulu, Daughters of the Cult. It's a five-part deep dive into the polygamous cult by Irville LeBaron, who has been referred to as the Mormon Manson for his history of abuse and violence, certainly playing on the term Charles Manson there. So if you're interested in the true crime documentaries, Hulu has you covered. Now, let's get into some reality TV news. There is a new reality TV competition show casting now, and it is Fortune Games. Shout out to reality_TV_casting calls on Instagram for posting this. Fortune Games is out. Duos are expected to apply. What it is believed, at least from my words, is that it is going to be The Fortune Hotel, which was a show that was commissioned over in the UK. It has not aired yet. Not even sure if it's been filmed. But if that's the case, then you're going to see teams of two. Every team gets a briefcase. One of them's going to have a checkout card. If you get the checkout card, you're eliminated. What you have to do is you have to be able to bluff other teams into taking your suitcase. And the last team standing is going to win whatever prize there is. So if you're interested in that, I don't know if there's competitions. If there is, I don't think it's going to be the end-all be-all if you're not the most athletic or the best at puzzles or anything. I think it's really going to come down to, can you swindle other people into taking your suitcase? Also, The Trust is a show that's going to air on Netflix. A new trailer was dropped, so if you're having any hesitations about maybe keeping up with that show, because four episodes dropping at one time is certainly a commitment, but it looks really good to me. And you're going to see a lot of the intricacies of how that season is going to be played. People talking about privilege in terms of like, hey, if you don't need the money, don't be here. I think it looks like a great show. And as I mentioned in the first episode this week, Siri and Bananas have sponsored postings promoting the show. And I just don't think Netflix would break out the piggy bank if the show was a complete flop. Also, Rob has a podcast. Rob Cisternino, the grandfather of these reality TV podcasts, he has announced that they are doing a Traders live game over on YouTube and Twitch this Saturday at 12 o'clock EST. Some of the cast that you may have heard of, Izzy and Corey from Big Brother 25, Zach and Marianne from Survivor 42, Owen Knight from Survivor 43, Gabby from David vs. Goliath, Bryce from Survivor Kagyan, Kevin from Big Brother Canada 10, and a ton of other RHAP podcasters certainly will be tuning into that. All right. Now let's get into the outro. Thank you all for listening. Make sure that you are following us on our social media pages at Reality Daily Pod. If you don't like the podcast format, we do premiere live episodes every weekday at 6 a.m. over on YouTube as well. And that's also at Reality Daily Pod. I do have some recommendations. Taskmaster, as I mentioned earlier, very good. It is on YouTube now. I got to see it as an American. So if you're interested in that, the New Year's Treat, very fun. Deborah Meaden from Dragon Den's on there, as well as a bunch of other UK celebrities. I watched The Floor as well, the game show that came on Fox. I know there's a lot of game show critics, Buzzer Blog in particular, they were like, I'm not sure if I particularly like this. I like it. I like it for me because I like trivia that makes me feel smart. And this is what it does, because these questions, they're not Jeopardy level questions, right? We're not appealing to the people that have, like, you know, the MBAs and the master's degrees and doctorate degrees. These are just basic things. Like the first category, they were showing pictures of a hammer and a screwdriver and a clamp. You had to say what it was. Then they were showing pictures of like Margot Robbie and Ben Affleck, and people were stumbling on it, and like car logos. So for me, it's good for the average person. And I feel like Mental Samurai was very good at this as well, where I feel like a lot of us were yelling at our TV some of these answers. And I feel like The Floor does that as well. Do you think the format's a little clunky, could be a little bit better? But in terms of me watching it, I'm going to continue to watch it the entire season. I like it, and I think that you will too, if you give that a shot. Also, not a recommendation for me, but from Naveed, Reality Daily correspondent, he watched BitCon over on Netflix. We talked about that on Monday. It was a cryptocurrency fraud, true crime documentary over on Netflix. He said it's fantastic, and he highly recommends that. All right. Rate us 5 stars, please. It really helps the algorithm. Share the podcast with anybody that you know likes reality TV. Tune in tomorrow. We got a jam-packed episode. We got schedules for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, as well as a little bit of news as well. All right. Until next time. Bye.